Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big
policy. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it.
For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids.
But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship.
Faced with adversity that some will never understand.
Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand?
Klan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty?
Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV.
Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet.
And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the time and show make it a coincidence.
I try to see the big picture through a small frame and never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems.
And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see
they
the big
picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern.
I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems.
And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. Excuse me. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. Wanted to jump on here tonight because I didn't do a show on Monday. I was tied up with a few things. I scheduled the show, but I got tied up with some other issues I had to deal with. But welcome tonight on this Wednesday here in Texas, where the weather is about to get bad. Everybody is able to be somewhere safe, warm. Cold weather's hitting the whole United States, seems like, right about now. It's like a pulverizing cold that has settled over the U.S. But nonetheless, welcome. Appreciate everybody who may be listening online. Appreciate those of you who will call in. Want to thank my listeners in Ireland, Germany, Nigeria, Canada, and the United States. I appreciate you tuning in. I also want to thank my Activate Radio family in Boston, Massachusetts, also, who will get this broadcast on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I just wanted to jump on here tonight because there's a few things going on. I'd probably say some things tonight that may upset some people, but you know what? So be it. some things need to be said as opposed to not being said. And we live in such a society now that speaking your mind can get you fired, can get you suspended. I want to read something. Call this rage. I'm in a rage. I must engage and let my words put in work. I can't continue to wear the plastic smile when I want to put in work. This rage is like a shirt that I wear every day. I've tried to take it off, but I get no service when I try to pay. To pay here is in reference to when, excuse me, to pay here in reference is in reference to we just want to live, because even without the rage, they have refused to give. Whether thoughtless rage or directed anger, don't forget the hanger and the fact that black lives are in danger. It's getting harder and harder for me to keep my focus. Living in a life full of traps created to keep us hopeless. Waking every day, working longer than a 9-to-5. It's a 24-hour job, black in America, trying to survive. It's been said once, twice, again and again, you all should be thankful. We just want equality and not revenge. It's a sin our blood continues to be spilled in these streets. Blood soaked pavements and our bodies covered by white sheets. Consistently denied justice. It's nowhere to be found. Yet through the suffering and death, our unity has yet to be found. Both of Matatiana, Brianna, all shot dead in their homes. No matter what we do, they just can't seem to leave us alone. Alone and all alone. Because all we've ever wanted was peace. Not only that, but that the violence we suffer to cease. We are not our ancestors. We're the generation who's come of age. We want freedom, justice, and equality. Or do you want our rage? Thank you all for listening. And that is the question. And I want to start off. I want to call out these coons that I see playing to the camera, playing to the feelings of white supremacy. I get agitated and so aggravated when I see us who have suffered more than anyone, black people who come to the aid of white supremacy. People like Candace Owens, Terrence K. Williams, with his, he reminds me so much of a coon, because every time I have ran across one of his videos, and I saw one of his videos earlier today, just scrolling through, I think I was on Facebook. I might have been on Facebook when I ran across his video talking about the Whoopi Goldberg incident. And I want to get off into that first and foremost. Like I say, it is so aggravating that we have people who are black and they still are blind to the facts that we are still under attack. But they will get on social media for likes from the enemy. And this Terrence K. Williams gets on, and he's always right in front of the camera, bucking his eyes and cooning, just like this system likes to see us, and how this system has portrayed us for years, just buck-eyed, skinning and grinning, cooning for massa, niggas. And yeah, when I said it, because yeah, that to me, that's what defines them the best. How ignorant can you be to stand up and help degrade your own people for likes from a people who would rather see you swinging from a damn rope in a tree somewhere? Because they really don't need no Terrence K. Williams or no Candace Owens to speak their mind. They are America. This country was catered to them, has always been catered to them. And then let's just get off into this, because I really didn't see anything B. Goldberg said offensive. She simply stated that the Holocaust wasn't about race. And I really don't see the offense in that. I don't see how that could be offensive to anybody. I myself, and this is going to be something that may get me looked down upon, frowned upon, but what the Jewish people went through was nothing compared to what we went through. And what really pisses me off even more is that you can't say anything about a Jewish person. And then let's just be real, because these Jewish, keyword ish, Jewish, meaning like blackish, like somewhat black, okay, Jewish meaning like somewhat Jew, but not the real Jews. And scripture says that, so we can argue about it if you want, because it's been stated scriptural that those are the that's the synagogue of Satan. And these Jewish, these fake Jews are put in place by these Americans and upheld at a higher standard by these Caucasians here in America, just to keep black people at the back of the bus. And like I said, Jewish people suffered, yeah, but they didn't suffer 400 years. And then they had this country come to their aid. Who's come to our aid? Who's come to the aid of black and black men and women here in America? Who has come to our aid? Who has shown us compassion? See, we won't get that compassion and empathy because the perpetrators of said injustices against us want us to just get over it. It wasn't so bad, and anything's not bad if you don't suffer it. Yeah, it's not so bad when you don't have to go through it. I want you to just let that sink in. See, we have allowed the racist element to dictate our struggle and to minimize our struggle. And like I say, I don't really see what was so offensive about what Whoopi Goldberg said. There have been numerous Caucasians who have said way worse than what Whoopi Goldberg said. There have been Caucasians here who have done way worse than what Whoopi Goldberg did. Let's just be real. Carolyn Bryant, who lied, admitted to lying, and still suffered no consequences for her actions, which caused the death of Emmett Till. Carolyn Bryant, just another example of how hypocritical America is. And I'm at a point where I don't really give a damn about this country and the system and the way it's set up. It's not set up to protect the people. It's not set up to benefit the people. It's set up to benefit a group of people, a certain sect of people. And some of us are still running around out here so gung-ho, so ready to protect a system that is about to get its just desserts. See, because my thing, and this is just common sense, you cannot continue to perpetrate crimes against humanity like this country has done. This country points the finger at everybody except itself. Now, here we are on the brink of war with Russia and China. Do you think that this country minds sacrificing our young men and women's lives? See how quick they are to deploy troops, but they're not so quick to correct themselves. They always sticking their nose in somebody else's business. America doesn't do everything right. Damn America. And it's hypocritical to condemn others, but never condemning itself for its crimes against us. That's what pisses me off, because every time something is said about the Jews, these fake-ass Jews, and this Holocaust that they went through, everybody's on edge. Oh, you can't say that about the Jews, but you can say anything about us. You can treat us still to this day any kind of way, getting gunned down in the streets. Our young people are not safe. Our young people are targeted as well. Our elderly are targeted as well. Still to this day, this country leads the world in police shootings, but has the audacity to try to be a moral compass, has the audacity to try to act as if everything that it has done is right. America has only done, I don't even know if it's 20% of what's right for all people, because America always has an agenda for the rich. Never agenda, and then middle class is gone. So, I mean, middle class is probably less than 10%. It's either you're rich or you're poor. Now, let's couple in, because I'm going to tell you what's about to happen now. See, there's about to be shortages everywhere across this country due to the fact, and this is my area of expertise, due to the fact that there's a lack of trucks delivering goods. And I've been talking about this for a few months now. I'm trying to get you all to pay attention to what's going on around you. And I've been talking about this shortage, and now we're in it. I mean, and we've been in it. A lot of people just have not been paying attention. And see, you couple that with everything else in this country now is back at such a tension regarding race that it's unreal. All due to one jackass of a man named Donald Trump. And we're still not prioritizing ourselves. See, and this country is going to always prioritize itself. And let's just be real. Anybody other than black people get respected by this country. Anybody other than black people get its just due from this country? And have we ever gotten our just due from this country? The promises that this country made for us, this promises that this country made to our ancestors of 40 acres and a mule, which is more than what we would have needed, because most of our ancestors who were freed came up from nothing. without basically that a mule, which was not even a thought. See, this country has always broken its treaties. This country has always made and broken promises, even to its citizens. But we still choose to put this country up on some type of a pedestal, like it's deserved. It's not deserved. This country, Atlanta, this ain't my first time saying this either, because the audacity of Donald Trump to call countries a shithole country and overlook this country is mind-boggling to me. Because this is a shithole of a country. There are countries who are much less wealthy than this country that give their citizens free health care. And matter of fact, let me get on this. Because this country, like I say, has never tried to right its wrongs when it comes to us. But it's so quick to try to condemn people when they talk about them damn Jews. So where is our sympathy? Where is our empathy? Where is our compassion? Where is our reparations? Pull it up, Google it, and look at it, because we have never been reparated. And this president that sits in office now allotted $450,000 payments to the families who were separated at the border during Trump's reign of terror. And Joe Biden wanted to give them a few million dollars, but Congress denied that. So they still got like $450,000, almost $500,000, is what they're going to be stifled per family that was separated at the borders during the crisis here in Texas. But yet and still, after 400 years, we can't even get $450 out of this government. And the only way that we get something is when everybody gets something. They have never went out of their way to right their wrongs, but always want people to be sympathetic of others. When they have not been sympathetic of their own crimes, when they have not even tried to correct or atone for their own crimes against humanity. And now let's just be real, because every time we get to talking about reparations with this system, we don't have any money for that. But just last October, they had money for these families at the border. Not only that, Afghanistan people who were left out and left behind are also being offered land and reparations here. Meanwhile, what are we getting, black people? What are we getting besides murdered in the damn streets? What are we getting? And to my point, they so quick to tell us the money that they don't have when we sit back and watch them continuously give others money. Okay, you don't want to give us money. Well, give us free damn health care. Give us tax freedom. Because, see, taxation without representation is a crime. And who's being taxed without representation in this country? Who is never represented in this country? Who never has a stake in this country? Who is always at the bottom of the barrel in this country? So give us, I'm not even really, because your educational system is shit. Your educational system is full of lies and whitewashing to make white people look authentic and genuine and loyal, and yeah, all them lies. I don't really care about your education, but give us something. You're giving everybody else something, but you don't even consider what you could do for us. all you do is come up with reasons why you won't do what should be done. And honestly, honestly, there is something that can be done. Like I say, tax and freedom, give us free health care. Your health care system is really not all that, but it's expensive as hell. But you ain't got nothing that you can give us as a people. Not nothing. After 400 years of lies, you still can't find nothing to do to make your wrong right with us. And we, our ancestors built this country. All you raggedy-ass, racist Caucasians done was sit back on your porch and sip tea and gave orders. And yet and still to this day, you benefit more from our work than we, well, from our ancestors' work than we do. Let's see, my great, great, great grandparents and grandmother and aunts and uncles are who put this damn country in the position that it is in today. It is from our ancestors' intellect and knowledge that put some of the most inventive ideas to work in this country, which it still benefits from today, which some white people right now are benefiting from that wealth, some of our ancestors' intellect and knowledge brought forth. See, and I'm just tired of this whole system in general, because this system is one-sided. It has always been one-sided and has never been for all people. And it's sickening that we still live in a world today where racists rule and racism is still prevalent, where racism is still the order that this country functions under. Division, violence, fear is how this country operates and always will. Why change what has propelled me to the top? Why would white people do anything different? Why would they be willing to? See, we're dealing with a people who have no sympathy, no compassion, who have no real truth of knowledge, no real truth of righteousness. They have forced their religion down our throat for 400 years that they have not even attempted to practice. They don't even attempt to do what's right. Stop me when I'm wrong. And this is just what I'm feeling, and this is really just watching this United States experiment especially over the last, let's say, 10 years has been eye-opening for me, because I think critically. I don't just look at what I'm shown. I look past it. And we have got to start looking past what we're shown. We deserve so much more than we have. And see, that there comes a time when we've got to fight for what we want. We've got to be willing to die for what we want, for what's right. Your death is a new life. And I'm ready for a new life, because it don't seem like we're going to ever get one here. one that actually works for us, one that actually cares about us. And I just wanted to open up with that because I'm confused as to what it is that we really want as black people. And I said this a couple of weeks ago. We need to separate ourselves and unlearn and relearn everything anew. We need to unlearn everything that this white racist system has given us, has taught us, because they ain't given us much, but it's taught us a whole lot. We need to take that and put that to work for us, make that beneficial for us. Like I've been saying, we need to do things that don't just benefit us for a year, a few months. You know, we need to start doing things that are going to benefit us long term, 5 years, 10 years from now. We have laid a seed and planted a seed that is now ready to be uprooted and used for our long term benefit, not just for a quick fix. And this government will give us a quick fix, some of us, but damn sure it's not going to give us anything beneficial for long term, because they know that they cannot compete with us mentally nor physically, and especially physically. And that is why they work so hard to keep us in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, last place. That's why they give others, Hispanics, Afghanistanians, they give everybody an opportunity, an equal opportunity, a financial opportunity, but they never give black people that. Why? Because they have watched what we have done with nothing. Rosewood, they built a whole city with nothing and started with nothing. Tulsa, our ancestors built a whole 35-block black Wall Street and started out with nothing. Nobody helped them do that. Nobody gave them 50 cents. Nobody gave them this system, this society, this America didn't give them a damn thing except hard times. Pull yourself up by your bootstrap. And when we get when our ancestors pull themselves up by their bootstrap, what do? Rosewood, Tulsa, Ocoee, Elaine, Slocum, and there was even one out in West Texas that I was reading about the other day as well. So there have been over 60-something, this is just what was recorded, black havens that were set up by our ancestors only to be terrorized and destroyed by racist, greedy Caucasians. And then what have our ancestors who had their land, what have we received in compensation? What did they receive in compensation? Nothing. Nothing. And then after the fact of terrorizing, burning, looting, they just take the land. And if you look and pay attention, that's what they're doing to this very damn day. And what are we doing? We're moving outward. We're not even trying to purchase land, homes. We're not trying to work together to secure us. Don't we already know that this system is not going to give us nothing? Not the American government. It's going to give us nothing beneficial, long-term. System ain't never thought about us. And I'm just in a rage with this system. I'm so tired of this system acting, America acting as if they're so righteous. America acting as if they're doing God's will. Ain't nothing godly about this country. Nothing. Oh, I'll say it again. Ain't nothing godly about America. Nothing this country has ever done been righteous nor godly. This country, it works to benefit, and what will benefit it. This country doesn't worry about who's not healthy. This country doesn't worry about who's suffering. This country doesn't worry about who's not eating. This country doesn't worry about who doesn't have a home. And this country is the worst. I see more veterans, more homeless veterans than there should be. There should any man or woman who has ever put their life on the line for this raggedy ass country should not be homeless. Should not be starving. But they don't even take care of their warriors. The people who allowed them to be what they are, who they are. Country don't care about, the devil don't love nobody. This system is the devil's system. Oh, I'm saying some things tonight. I'm getting it all off my chest tonight. I'm not going to bite my tongue on anything tonight. And it's time for this system. I wish that I had a direct connection to the White House where they could listen to what I'm saying right now. Wish I had a direct connection to Candace Owens and all these other coons and coonettes out here. Terrence K. Williams. But see, it's a real nice place for y'all to see. And when you realize and understand who you are speaking against and your fate, because see, you ain't gonna be able to come back over here. We don't need you. Do just fine without you. But see, you speaking against, first off, your own people, and not only that, the chosen people. See, and this is what you got to really understand, America. You will suffer, and you have a fate to suffer like no other, because you have never tried to atone for what you have done, for the predicament that you left Black Americans in. You ain't never tried. Y'all ain't never tried to right that wrong, because you felt like we were inferior, non-thinking, non. Y'all thought we didn't even feel pain. What kind of ignorance is that? That just in itself shows you and lets you understand the mindset that we're dealing with, the ignorance, the sheer ignorance that these people thought we didn't even feel pain. I sit sometimes and I think about the ancestors and all they had to endure. I sit and I think about the ancestors that were finally able to get in a raggedy, no good whitewashed schools and terrorized for wanting a damn education, which was not beneficial either. Damn, I'm so serious. Damn their religious system. Damn their educational system. Damn their financial system. Damn America. And I ain't going nowhere, because my ancestors built this country of comfort that you all get to waller in. But we got to tiptoe. So I'm going to take a quick break. Appreciate all you all for listening. And this is just some of the stuff that I wanted to lay on the table in the opening moments to get an understanding to try to get some sort of, I don't know, I don't even think there is an understanding or will ever be an understanding for such an evil system to have a warped mind to understand this system. You have to have a warped mind to want to continue to participate in this sideways, one-sided system. So this is the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr., and I will be back after this quick break. I'll be back right after this quick break.
On April 12, 1967, at Tougaloo College on the outskirts of Jackson, Mississippi, Stokely Carmichael, who popularized the term black power, lashed out against the war in Vietnam. This speech followed just days after an appearance at Nashville, which prompted riots by students at Fisk and Tennessee A&I universities. 3 days after Tougaloo, Carmichael participated in mass rallies of anti-war supporters in New York and San Francisco. Born in Trinidad on July 29, 1941, Carmichael became an American citizen when his parents came to the U.S. and were naturalized. He was still in college in 1960 when the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, was formed. It was SNCC which organized the sit-ins in the South. In 1966, as its leader, Carmichael spent the year transforming the organization toward the concerns of black college students. This speech, given to about 700 students, illustrates the clear division between traditional nonviolent civil rights leaders like Martin Luther King and the more militant leaders coming on the scene. Here the viewer can see Carmichael define America's racial problems. Note particularly his concern with semantics and his use of antithesis to contrast the black and white perspective. Also noteworthy, of course, is his ability to excite and motivate his audience. At one point, he leads the audience in a chant, which, though abbreviated on this tape, lasted 10 minutes. In all, the viewer can witness an example of confrontational rhetoric from the 60s, illustrated by the fiery Stokely Carmichael.
I'm trying to figure out which one belongs to the CIA. Nick? It was once one of the only places we could run to for safety when we started to work in Mississippi in 1961 and 62. So that it's sort of like coming home when we come back to Tougaloo. Now I want you to, before I begin, to take a look at all of the press men before you. You will notice that not one of them are black. The nerve tomorrow to call me a racist. Are you listening? But we understand how the honkies are. They don't recognize their own racism. I understand that I'm following the great white father, Bobby Kennedy. I understand last night he told you a couple of things. Now I want to put some of them in perspective for you. When he said the world belongs to you, that comes from a great black man by the name of Frederick Douglass. He said the world belongs to you. Secondly, I understand that Bobby urged us to stand up and speak out against injustice. Well, we could tell him that we don't need anybody to tell us to stand up anymore. Not only are we going to stand up, we're going to right the wrongs of our people in this generation. Our generation has the memories of the unpunished murders of Swinney, Goodney, and of Medgar Evers. There are going to be no more unpunished murders. Telling you that the kids in Nashville started a riot. Number one, you ought to recognize it is not a riot, it is a rebellion. A rebellion. And number two, you ought to
to be proud of your black brothers and sisters at Fifth, because a honky cop touched one of them and they told him you got to touch all of us.
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. And this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I've just been ranting tonight because I'm trying to get some clarity. I'm trying to really make my brain understand this wicked-ass system. And like I said, there's really no understanding wickedness. If you understand wickedness, you are wicked. You are evil. And I guess it's not for me to understand. It's just for me to correct and help people correct. I am going to talk about something now that's really close, personal. I'm going to go back to 1988 when I found out and discovered my mom was part of black history. My mom was one of the first four black students to graduate from the high school in my little East Texas town of Sulphur Springs. I found this out the year that I was graduating. It was actually they put a picture of myself and my mom in our yearbook and stated that she was one of the first four blacks to graduate from that high school back in 1967, which to me is an honor. And then also I guess that makes it make sense to me why I fight the way I fought. And the way I fight, I can only imagine what my mother and her peers went through, and especially in this particular East Texas town of Sulphur Springs. Let me just give you a background of the devilment that went on there. My great grandfather, rest his soul, every time we would go through the square in Sulphur Springs, there was a tree right beside the courthouse there in Sulphur Springs. Every time we passed that tree, he would tell me, and I mean every time, he would tell me, Nunu, that's the hanging tree. He saw one of his cousins hanged from that tree, one of my cousins. Hanged from that tree, and that to this day, that same tree still stands beside that courthouse. And mind you, a few years ago they did a renovation of that square and repaved it with bricks and put glass bathrooms all in it. I'm sure that some of you have. That's kind of made Sulphur Springs world famous, them raggedy-ass glass bathrooms that they have on that raggedy-ass damned square. And that tree was not part of the renovation. I think that the people in power know what that tree is and what it symbolizes, and that's why it was not removed. And this tree is damn near dead, but it still stands beside the courthouse in Sulphur Springs. Not only that, my brother E.R. Beals, and I bought his book, The Paris Holocaust. And Paris is another one of those racist East Texas towns. It's like 35 miles north of Sulphur Springs where I grew up. But in this particular book, my brother ER expose himself for Springs and more of his evilness and how they chased, lynched, and burned three black men in the city park in Sulphur Springs. So Sulphur Springs has a rich history of racism as well, because I can remember when I was a young boy, 6, 7, 8 years old, the actual Ku Klux Klan would still come to Sulphur Springs on that square and were allowed to march and do whatever it was they were doing. Some things you don't forget. Some things I don't forget. I am elated and glad to be a descendant of a fighter like my mother and her peers, who back in 1967 were the first ones to graduate from that high school in Sulphur Springs. And I can just imagine the torment, the name calling, and everything else that they had to endure just to get that whitewashed education that ain't worth a damn either. And so that's why I fight. It's in me. It's in my DNA. My mother was a fighter. I don't even have to assume it. I know she was a fighter. Because in 1967, this world was not for us, period. And let's just be real. In 2022, this world is not for us, period. And yeah, some things may have been swept under the rug, but sweeping shit under the rug and atoning for things are two totally different approaches. Hell, I can forget the bad shit I do, but that don't make it right. Until I apologize for the bad shit I did, I'm sorry, but there's a arrogant-ass group of people that they feel like they have never got to apologize nor atone for the, because I didn't have any slaves, but you benefiting from that slave system. And I get so sick of hearing that sideways nonsense. Just because you didn't participate in something doesn't make you exempt when you still benefit from the shit that was done. You ain't trying to equal it. You're not trying to make it right. See, there's a difference when you're trying to make it right as opposed to just telling an injured, brutalized people that they should get over it. It wasn't that bad. I didn't own any slaves. My mom didn't know, but see, y'all still perpetuate that same slave mentality, because if you were not doing it, racism wouldn't still exist. But racism nowadays is more prevalent than it was. It's getting just as prevalent as it was back in the 60s, 50s, and before. And who's trying to correct it? Nobody. Who's trying to make it equal? Nobody. And then we keep putting we keep on putting our faith in a damn system that keeps shitting on us, keeps spitting on us, keeps slapping us, keeps killing us, keeps lynching us, keeps allowing those racist bastards out here who want to lynch us to do so, i.e. The McMichaels, i.e. Amber Geiger, i.e. What was his name? The one that choked out George Floyd. There's so many, I forget names. But even in that, just like with the Ahmaud Arbery case and these, and I've said this before, see, it's a difference when you truly want to atone, when you are truly sorry for what you did. But none of these motherfuckers are sorry. Them and Michael, they ain't sorry. If they were sorry, they take their damn medicine and sit down. But no, what are they trying to do right at this moment? They trying to get free, trying to get reduced sentences, trying to get their shit in a federal pen so they don't have to go to a state pen and have their lives at risk. Because everybody know, yeah, club fed, the federal penitentiaries are like fucking hotels compared to state penitentiaries. And so you got these murderers. These fucking murderers, hate crime at that, trying to work deals. Just like with that Bam Bam Bergeiger. She ain't even been in jail 3 years and done had two appeals. And finally I read on that second appeal she was denied. So, yeah, sit your ass down. Do your damn time. Stop begging for free. You didn't give that person you killed. You didn't give Botham John a chance. Went in his apartment and killed him, and I still say she planned that. Cause how do you walk inside? I don't care how drunk I've been. I don't care what state of mind I've been in. If I walk into my home, and there are no lights on, I still know it's my home or not. And using that little bullshit excuse, see, that's what I'm saying, too, those little bullshit privileged excuses that they're able to give and get away with murder, it's time for that shit to end. It's time for justice to finally prevail. And where justice doesn't work, we should be the hand of justice. Because the Most High does not want us to just continue to be victimized. He don't want anybody to be victimized. But there are some that feel as if we don't have feelings. We can just get over shit. And I don't have any more forgiveness for wrongdoers who don't even consider atonement. See, there is something to be said about a killer who's arrogant enough to not even apologize, and we keep forgiving them. You mean we keep forgiving them for murdering us? I mean, the sickening thing that took place in the Botham John trial with his brother hugging that murdering bitch. No way. I don't have that much forgiveness in me. I used to, but I can't find that in me anymore. I can't forgive people who can't even apologize or admit they were wrong. And that's like the problem with this world. Nobody wants to be accountable for their actions. And we have allowed Caucasian people to be unaccountable for their actions for far too long, and that's why they don't feel as if they have to apologize, because they feel like we're going to forgive them. Now, yeah, they're good people. They're easygoing people. Them niggers are going to forgive us. They're going to forget and move on, keep going, and that's what we do. And that's what we do. We do exactly that. And I just don't have any more forgiveness in my heart for those who don't even have the common sense to know when they're wrong, nor even have the common sense to make their wrongs right. You know, and I for one, just can't continue to forgive people for nothing. And there is, it makes you stay in a state of anger. It makes you stay in a state of reactionary thoughts, at least for me. And when I say reactionary thoughts, I'm talking about self-defense. I'm talking about, yeah, righting wrongs, because this system has let so many killers and murderers off the hook. See, this whole system was set up to work for white supremacy. And that's why I don't have any sympathy or compassion for those who practice it, participate in it, none of that. I mean, hell, you got a whole damn country that was built for you to succeed and built for nobody else but for you to succeed. So I can't find compassion, empathy, none of that, because y'all ain't done nothing but messed up a whole world, messed up a whole country. Messed up a whole world. And now you've got, like I say, this situation that's going on in Russia and China. And America has always been at war ever since its inception. And even when it couldn't be in a war, or when there wasn't a war to participate in, they made their own war, the Civil War. The Civil War. Let's talk about that one for a minute. So you open up your mind and think of how evil a people has to be that that have no problem taking the lives of their own people. And then giving us the facade that if we participate in helping them win, we'll get free too. No. And we've never gotten free. And that's why I don't despise our warrior class, but I wish that our warrior class would stop lending its talents to this evil-ass, no-good, God-forsaken system. Because you're not going to benefit from it. You can fight. Just like the slaves fought for the North. Just like the slaves fought for the South, because they were told insane little white lies on both sides. The North told the slaves, well, hey, if you come and fight for us, you can be free when we win. And the South, who already had us in captivity, but told us if we fight for them, help them win, that they would give us free. But who gave us free? Nobody. Not even that Abraham Lincoln. He didn't give a shit either. Stop thinking that he gave us something, because he didn't give a shit either. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, damn Abraham Lincoln too, because Abraham Lincoln was not concerned about black people. Abraham Lincoln was concerned about winning or losing and the position that they would be in if they lost. The war was not about our freedom. The war was about power and who would obtain it and control this system. And see, they've had their turn. For 400 years, they've had their turn, and they still can't get it right. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they're not fair. They're not equal. They're not righteous. Anything done selfishly is never going to prosper. We have been dealing with a system, a failed system, for far too long. We have been dealing with a system that has never practiced equality. It's only practiced longevity. It's only practiced self-sustaining, you know, and what will keep us, and when I say us in this instance, I mean racist white people, what will keep us in power? This is all they've ever worried about. This is all that they've ever concerned themselves with, is the ability to remain in power, the ability to remain in control. Those are only two things that this system worries about on a daily basis. Oh, no, take that back. One more. Keep them niggas on bottom. We can give everybody else an opportunity except them blacks, because, hell, we didn't give them nothing when we let them out of slavery. And they still came up till we took it back. So, yeah, we can't give them an equal chance because they'll surpass us. And that's their biggest damn fear. That's what they do know. Because, yeah, we will do just that. Just like we were doing in Tulsa. Just like we were doing in Rosewood, Slocum, Ocoee, Elaine. We were making something out of a whole lot of nothing. And that's something that they have no knowledge of, because they have never had to work for what it is that they have. This very day, they still practice the same thing, and that's why this system will never prosper successfully, because it has no ethics at all. And that's my take on that. We've got to do better, period, point blank, as a people. If we don't start waking up as a people, we're going to continue to suffer. We're going to continue to be in ninth place. We're going to continue to have less than what we should, and we'll never be able to get on top because of our own ignorance and inability to work with each other. So take another break, and I'm on, I don't know, I may go another 20 minutes, 30 minutes. This is the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Brother Melvin Siri Jr. And I'm going to throw another break in here real quick and come back and continue my rant.
In my life, but there are things that I cannot forget and I cannot put down. I believe with all of my heart that the white man is the devil, and I must teach that he is the devil. I cannot back down from that. I must teach that he is the devil. All praise is due to Allah. Whether you like me or not, whether you accept me or not, whether you condemn me or not, whether you suspend me or not, the goddamn white man is the devil, and I will teach it from the cradle to the grave. Always teach it. Because I know that you are a fickle people. I know that you are a flip-flop, wishy-washy people. I know that you are different strokes for different folks, but it's different ways on different days. Oh, yes, you are. God damn it, if somebody don't continue to remind you, you'll try to walk in the slave theater with Susie Ron Wickle on your arm. Yes, you will. Damn it, sister, you'll try to come in here with Bob, Bill, Larry. Sister will try to come in here with Merv, with Doug. God damn it, Doug can't come in. Cindy, Kathy, keep Heather the hell out of here. No Heather in here. Hell no. This is the slave theater. Well, why does Brother Alton Maddox leave the name slave on it? Because, goddammit, we're still in the land of our bondage. We're still in the land of captivity. We're still a slave to the Democratic Party. Still a slave to the Republican Party. You can't even see a Freedom Party. You don't see it. You're a slave. I'm a slave.
And unless we admit that we are slaves, then we can never get free. Never get free. The first thing a slave must do is admit I'm in bondage. Admit I'm in captivity. Admit that I'm a slave and Giuliani is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Clinton is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Cuomo is a slave master. That's the only way you can get free. Stop walking around acting hip, slick, cute, and cool with Hoochie and Coochie and Poochie and Gucci and all that stuff. You're a slave. You can't wait to get out of here and get a good night's sleep so you can go to your elevator plantation tomorrow. You're a slave. You're a slave to your car note. You're a slave to your rent. You're a slave to your lease. You're a slave to your telephone bill. You're a slave to your light bill, your gas bill. You're a slave. And God damn it, this is the slave theater, and all the radical slaves come here. The Nat Turner slaves come here. The Harriet Tubman slaves come here. The Denmark Beasley slaves come here. This is the slave theater. All praise is due to Allah. This is the slave theater. I'm a slave. As I told Devil Hugh, Phil Devil Hugh, I say I'm one of the rebellious slaves. I'm not a peaceful slave. I'm not a compromising slave. I'm not a skinning, grinning, shuffling, scratching, boot-licking, butt-licking slave. I'm a slave that don't give a damn about you, cracker. Don't care nothing about you. Don't give a damn whether I see another cracker or not. I want to be free. I'm a slave who wants to organize the rest of the slaves. I looked at the crackers on 125th Street. Some of you trembled when you saw them. I was inspired. I couldn't sleep. I was dreaming of confrontation with the enemy. Every slave must dream of confrontation with the enemy. I want to organize some black men. What would have happened if 500 black men would have showed up on 125th Street? I ain't talking about with no damn picket sign. Huh?
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I play that clip a lot because it really resonates with me. Because, see, I'm into meditating, and I think that as a people, we should all find a quiet place every day where we can dedicate at least 15 minutes to just silence, solitude, and listening to the ancestors and tuning in mentally and spiritually with the ancestors and the powers that be. I often pray for the anger. I often pray for the understanding, the rage, because see, I'm like Brother Khalid. I am to a point where I just can't be quiet when something's wrong. I can't just sit down and watch wrong prevail. Care what it is. I don't care how tight we are. If you're wrong, you're just wrong. And hey, I appreciate a person who will come and tell me that I'm wrong as well, because we all can stand to be corrected. If we were such a perfect people, we wouldn't be in the condition that we're in now. If we are such a perfect people, we would have accomplished more than we have accomplished by now. and I often ask for the rage. I often pray for the spirits of Nat Turner, Denmark Beasley, Medgar Evers, Malcolm Martin, Fred, and all of our soldiers and leaders. I pray for their I pray for understanding. Pray for the ability to motivate and inspire us to continue this fight, because that this war that we're in and this war that we're losing continuously, because sometimes when you sit back and you look at the things that you're doing and they're not working, that means that it is time to try a different solution. And I'm talking about talking the language now. And we've heard, you know, the language tossed around by many leaders, and the language that we have been taught, the language that we have been exposed to in this country is violence, mistreatment. And we have never had a fair chance, even when we had pulled ourselves up by our proverbial bootstraps. We still had our lives, livelihood, and property taken because we were outgunned. And that's why I say that we need to practice self-defense. We don't need to practice instigation. We never have practiced instigation. We've never instigated anything. We have only tried to defend ourselves from what has been thrown at us. Made this comment last week, and just like in that poem that I read at the beginning of the show, see, you all have never experienced our true rage. You have witnessed it, you have saw it, but you have never felt it. You have never had our rage directly. You have never experienced our true physicality and warrior mentality, our fighter spirit, because we have it. You've seen it. How you all did everything in your, how you all's ancestors did everything in their power to break us. You did everything in your power to make us feel as if we were nothing. The ones of us who are still here, yes, we come from a very strong, resilient, fighter, warrior class bloodline. In order for us to still be here, those ancestors before us had to be fighters. They had to be intellectual, cunning, understanding. They had to be everything in order to exist or be killed at will. Just whenever they felt like killing one of us, they would do it. Whenever they felt like going out to the slave quarters and pulling out one of our queens just to rape her, they would do it. But you say something about some Jewish people being mistreated or not mistreated, or the world flips. But the world don't flip about the brutality that we suffered here and continue to suffer here. That's why I always say, like, who befriends the black man and woman, comes and stands in our corner and fights with us? Not many. Not many. And some of our own instead of doing what's right, will side with the enemy just to make their existence, I guess they feel as if they keep cooning for white America, that white America will accept them. White America doesn't even accept a lot of its own. All you are, the Candace Owens and these Terrence K. Williams, all you are is a mouthpiece to say the things that they want to say, but they can't because they know they'll get slapped in their mouth. And not only that, Terrence K. Williams, Candace Owens, tights, your day is coming too, because you're going to get your nigga wake-up call. Because you can coon for them white folk all you want to. They love it, yes, because it keeps them from having to make themselves look notorious. And if there is a nigger or a niggerette out there who's dumb enough to fight their fight, well, yeah, they're going to let you say what you want to say. And especially when it's on their behalf. But they don't love you. Don't get it twisted, Candace Owens. Don't get it twisted, Terrence Coon Williams. They don't love you. Yeah, they love what you're saying because you're saying what they can't. And Terrence K. Williams with your buck-eyed ass, I swear, boy, you coon of coons, coon of coons. And I just recently discovered you, but I haven't really saw but about three or four of your videos, but every time I see you, you that buck-eyed coon, stepping and fetching type nigga that they love. Yeah, boy, I'm talking about you. I'm not scared of you. We can meet, talk, do whatever. If this happens to hit your ears. I actually went on the first video I saw you cooning on, and I called you just that, a coon. You just laughed. So you know your position, and you play it well. See, I'm not to be played, not by this system who doesn't love me, this system who doesn't procrastinate about its mistreatment of us. And I don't understand how your, as buck as your eyes is, you can't see that. You buck-eyed coon, you can't see that. Boy, you can't see that. And I just be scrolling through the comments and them loving your shit. Be eating your shit up. Them same ones that call you a nigga to your face. We love you, Terrence K, nigger. Yeah. Thank you for speaking for us, nigger. I bet you can't walk up to one of them and hug them or give them a kiss on the cheek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it. Unless you got that MAGA hat on that you always have on. With your coon ass. Candace Williams, you ain't no better at all. Candace Owens, I mean, you ain't no better at all. And see, all y'all do is further perpetuate the stereotype of black ignorance. Because it's like, how can these niggas be on our team? We don't love them either. But y'all dumbasses don't know that. Yeah, that's why I speak on you all the time. Because common sense ain't so common. And how can you speak for the enemy? The enemy don't need your voice. The enemy's in control and in full power here. He don't need you speaking for him. And for y'all to always try to come after the black people who say something that ain't got a damn thing to do with your ass. Them Jewish, them half-Jews, them non-Jews, them synagogue of Satan owners. But y'all will stand up for them before you stand up for your own kind. That's ignorance at its finest. And I see why some Caucasians don't respect us because of niggas like y'all, because of niggas like Terrence K. Williams and Candace Owens. So I think I'm through ranting. I want to thank everybody who called in, listened. I want to thank everybody who listened online. I want to thank my listeners from Ireland. Thank my listeners from Germany. Thank my listeners, my brothers and sisters from Nigeria. Canada, and here in the United States. And I want to also thank the listeners on Activate Media, Activate Radio, out of Boston, Mass. Also, who will get this broadcast replayed on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Okay, and I got an announcement. I made the announcement last week. This, if I don't do a show on this platform tomorrow, this will be my last broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And I hate to disappoint my listeners, but I am moving to another platform. That platform is http://vntms.com. You can go to your app store and download this particular app. N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, NTMS, vntms.com. You can download that particular app from your app store, Apple or the other app store, Android app store. And I am going to start doing my broadcasts from that platform probably around mid-February, still working out a couple of kinks. And then that particular platform has the capability to do video as well as audio. And I'm looking forward to that switch, taking this to another platform, just trying to disconnect myself from these platforms that are connected to this system. And this particular app is going to be something that I want to try to build up for us to have our own platforms, you know, and this is just the beginning. So, once again, you can get that particular app, vntms.com, and you can get that from your app stores, your Apple App Store or your Android App Store, and download that. And that is where the big picture will start being seen and heard from, like I say, around for the next 2 to 3 weeks. But just wanted to give y'all a heads up so that you can stay in the know and stay in the big picture. So, and I do appreciate, I want to thank all of you once again for listening. I want to thank all of you for your support, and I'm hoping that you will come over to the new platform and support me as well as the other who are on that platform. But definitely come on over to the big picture, trying to, like I say, just change it up a little, do some bigger things, some better things as far as bringing you content. I love y'all, truly love you all, and I appreciate you all for your support. I'm just a simple man who's trying to change the condition. I really want to see us able to do better than what we're doing. I really want to see us prospering. I really want us to be able to experience true freedom, true equality. I want us to be able to live. And with that being said, like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify, because we all have a key. Love y'all. Hey, and let me throw this in, because I don't think I said it the whole show. We need each other. Map, peace, power, and love.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, because everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, because ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture.
I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big
politics. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city, and you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty. Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hits, but the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame, and never take no wooden nickels when they all change.
I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches, but why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick, but it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.